RPI is the first university in the world to receive a Watson computer system from IBM. Just like the flesh and blood students who will work on it, Watson left home to sharpen its skills. Coursework will include English and math. It will spend 3 years in Troy. Jim Hendler is the RPI professor who heads the computer sciences department.
Watson is a program that runs on a special kind of computer. So to do Watson, you want both the hardware, the computer, and the software, the thing that lets Watson do its, quote, thinking, unquote. So we are getting both of those, and then we're also getting the controller that lets us add, as it were, new pieces to Watson, or to slightly change the ones that are there.
Artificial intelligence researchers at RPI want to do things like improve Watson's mathematical ability and help it quickly figure out the meaning of new or made-up words. They want to improve its ability to handle the torrent of images, videos, and emails on the web, the sort of unstructured information that is overwhelmingly fueling the data boom. Chris Welty is an RPI grad and research scientist at IBM.
We have two goals for Watson at RPI. One is educational purposes, to use this technology to both help educate students and to have students educate Watson by improving it and making it better. That's one process by which both those things happen.
The RPI machine will have 15 terabytes of stored data equivalent to the Jeopardy unit and allow 20 users to access it simultaneously. With new headlines appearing every day about cyber attacks by so-called hacktivists and those hostile to the United States, could hackers break into Watson? Again, Jim Hendler.
It won't be on the open internet in the sense of being able to come into it and change it. It will be on the it may be able to go out and get sources of information. So some of those technical details are things that we're still working with IBM. But in essence, it's not really, I mean, again, it's just a computer and it's just software. So if it, you know, got a virus, we would just clean it out and start it up again.
Officials with IBM and RPI say Watson's college tenure also will prepare RPI students for jobs in cognitive science and big data, a field where demand is quickly outpacing supply. John Kolb, RPI's chief information officer, said he would like the next generation of the school's technology graduates to help IBM take Watson to the next level. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.